I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More scary talk today from North Korea. An official statement on state TV there threatened to sink Japan and reduce the U.S. to ashes. Not surprising, there's been a lot of fiery rhetoric coming out of North Korea and the U.S. this summer. The question everyone wants answered, where is it all headed? Here's The World's Matthew Bell.
At times, Donald Trump sounds like someone who is ready to do the unthinkable in response to North Korea.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
That was Trump speaking last month, before the North Koreans conducted their sixth nuclear test. It was their biggest yet by far, and the threats from Pyongyang keep coming. This week, a Washington-based reporter, Laura Rosen, who writes for the Al-Monitor website, said that experts at think tanks linked with the Trump administration are working on plans for a post-war North Korea. It's a little reminiscent of the summer of 2002, when George W. Bush's administration began its steady march toward war in Iraq. So is the Trump administration actually gaming out what regime change might look like in North Korea?
Well, yes and no, and let me explain why.
Eli Ratner is an Asia expert at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I don't think we are on the precipice of a U.S. invasion of North Korea at this point. I don't think there's anyone among President Trump's senior national security team who's clamoring for an invasion, and that's really a significant difference between the situation now and the summer of 2002, as you described.
At the same time, Ratner says there are lots of unknowns in North Korea. Economic pressure or political upheaval could, in fact, lead to unrest or even the collapse of Kim Jong-un's government.
Instability in North Korea would present huge challenges across the board, and not just on security issues, but also economic, humanitarian, political, diplomatic. So I actually think the U.S. government should be planning for potential instability scenarios as it pursues a maximum pressure strategy.
And maximum pressure is the best way to deal with North Korea, according to Anthony Ruggiero. He's an expert on economic sanctions at the Conservative Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Ruggiero says he's not aware of any call by the Trump administration to step up planning for regime change, but he says the administration is already imposing tough new sanctions.
If you're looking at an escalation curve or escalation ladder, however you want to describe it, we're certainly at the beginning end of that, but it's clear that there's a pattern there.
Ruggiero points to the Obama administration's experience with Iran. It was the pain brought on by economic sanctions, he says, that forced the Iranians to the negotiation table. There's another option for North Korea that many experts once considered unthinkable, and that's learning to live with North Korea's nuclear weapons. It's controversial, but some say it's time for the U.S. to focus on containing the North Korean nuclear threat. It's something being discussed with new seriousness in Washington, but Asia expert Peter Brooks at the Heritage Foundation says it's a bad idea.
I don't buy into that. I think we have concerns about proliferation. I'm worried about proliferation beyond North Korea, especially to Iran, where we should always be open to diplomacy. I think we should understand where we're at, including North Korea's willingness to do this. But things change. I think it was Niels Bohr, a Danish physicist, who said prediction's hard, especially about the future.
President Trump was asked last week if he could envision one day accepting a nuclear North Korea. Trump sort of dodged the question. He dismissed negotiations with the North and said he would prefer not to use military force, but that's something, he said, that could happen. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.